Solana pointing out something funny, but obviously appropriate for our show, is that Big E, who we just spoke with in the last segment, he'll be on our podcast page right after debating the importance of croutons in a salad and Crowder claiming blind people don't know their own birthday.
Auk and Crowder, 2 to 6, WQAM.
I mean, you get nothing like that anywhere else on radio. Really incredible. There's some breaking news. I don't know if you saw this. Yeah, fire off the breaking news music, Solana. Here's some breaking news. Happens to be pretty important. Miami Hurricanes, the nation's number one recruit, overall number one recruit, has committed to the University of Miami. Jackson Cantwell, an offensive lineman?
Yes. Offensive tackle.
He's an offensive lineman. He has committed. The nation's number one recruit overall has committed to the University of Miami.
Let me give you the good news or the bad news first.
I can tell you, Mario can recruit. That's the good news.
I was going to say, Mario's an O-line guy. Mario understands the trenches. Mario is a hell of a recruiter. Somebody's going to offer him more money, and he's going to decommit and go somewhere else.
I don't know about that. I think if you're the number one recruit, you're getting the best offers from everywhere. So why wouldn't you get one that you deem acceptable?
He's a young kid. His family got offered millions, and he said yes. And I don't know what he got offered, Cantwell, but if it's $3 million, somebody can offer him $3.5.
But in other words, why wouldn't they have offered it to him when they were going through the recruitment process? Why would you wait until he commits somewhere?
They didn't know the number. Now they know the number. I'm just saying, I'm not even hating. It probably won't be the Gators. I'm not hating. That's why I was saying good news, bad news. But, yeah, like, he's going to get a bet. It's an arms race right now, financial arms race in college football.
Again, my point on that is when someone comes out of the blue and they have a great season, you're going to lose them. But for me, if you know someone's the number one recruit coming out of high school, you're throwing your best shot. So I don't know what you'd be waiting for.
Until you know their best shot. I don't know what Miami's giving him, but somebody else.
But in other words, wouldn't that be part of the negotiating process? Like if I said, if Syracuse comes to me and Alabama comes to me and they go, give us your best offer because we are going to commit somewhere next week. Give us your best offer. This is what so-and-so is offering. This is what so-and-so is offering. Give us your best offer and we'll make our decision. He commits somewhere. Yeah. I don't know why you would hold back, because now don't you seem like, oh, well, you were trying to lowball me before, so now I'm going to go with you for an extra $200,000. We're probably talking in the neighborhood of $3-4 million, I'm guessing.
That's what I'm saying. And but Hawk, to save money, hey, what's the number? Oh, the number is $5 million. Miami's not giving him five. Miami's giving him three. Offer him three. Miami offered him 3.5. Now he commits to Miami, and then they say, damn, they must have gave him this. Okay, we'll offer him 3.6. The colleges aren't telling each other how much money he's going to make. It's all off of the family.
What I'm saying is the recruit himself could be saying, here's the price. Who's gonna meet it?
And the price went up. We lost out on the number one recruit. To your point, I think this is not a normal business deal with these kids. And I've heard that they're trying to regulate it and all this stuff, but yeah. But I would play all these schools. If I was 18 right now, I know what my mom would do. She'd play all these schools for more money.
Right. No, but I'm guessing that's already happened. Like I think you're taking it as if this was point one. I'm thinking this is point 25, where all that's already transpired. Here's the offer we have from Alabama. Miami comes back and says, here's what we got. Like, they don't make a commitment until they've gotten to what they think the final offer is.
Yeah, it's interesting. We'll see. We'll see. And also, I know there's schools with more money. So he might really just want to come to Miami and need him to match something. So I hope he comes. I'm a closet Canes fan, but nowadays.
He has
I guess nowadays, Hawk, commitments mean nothing to me until they sign that paper.
Also used to be that they would be coming there for their college career. You know that's not true. I mean, that like if you get them for a season, you get them for a season. Like that's kind of you're hoping for that at this point. That's why Ronda Gadsden's son was such an anomaly. I mean, he stayed his entire college career at Syracuse.
If a coach yells at him on a Wednesday, he's going to transfer. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, coaches don't have any power.
Offensive line is a little different, though, in terms of like how easily they'll leave a school, just from the standpoint of there's five different positions you can play to start on an offensive line. So even as a freshman, he could get play at guard and then sophomore, junior year, move over to tackle, right tackle, then left tackle. Like there's more opportunity for you to start rather than they go recruit somebody who's better than you and now you're sitting behind them.
Solana, I've never heard this kid's name in my life. I guarantee for him to be the number one recruit in the nation, he's a left tackle. He's about 6'6", 6'7". He's 320 plus.
Yeah, 6'7", 325.
Point, yeah. If someone says, we'll give you $7 million to be tight end, you'll see the dude lining up at tight end in his sophomore year. I mean, the money's going to be staggering.
They gave me $3 million to play point guard at Florida. I'd have went and dribbled that ball for the summer and see what happens.
Let me give you a road to a repeat here. Sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play. Get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. All right, here's your schedule. Tomorrow night, we are back, baby. You got game 5 in Toronto. Game will be televised on ESPN. Puck drops at 7 p.m. You can hear it right here on 560 WQAM. Game 6 will be in Sunrise on Friday night. We're going to do the show live there, 2 till 6 on Friday. The game will be heard, of course, on 560 QAM. It is televised on TNT and True TV. And then if there's a Game 7 necessary, that will be Sunday in Toronto. Time yet to be determined. That also would be televised on TNT and True TV and, of course, heard on 560 QAM. And remember, we had Goldie on earlier in the week. Scripps does a local pregame show before all these games because they're only nationally televised. But you can watch local pregame with Jessica Blaylock and Moeller and Goldie who am I missing? Ed Jovanovsky. You can watch that on Channel 39, Dayton Broward, and South Florida's 9, Palm Beach County, half hour before the games. All right, let's do a quick look at the headlines because we went long with Big E. Do a quick look at the headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
There's more breaking news. This from ESPN. Rob Manfred, MLB commissioner, has removed Pete Rose, Shoeless Joe Jackson, and other deceased players from MLB's permanently banned list, the ineligible list. Manfred, they write, ruled that MLB's punishment of banned individuals ends upon their deaths. They are now presumably eligible for election into the Baseball Hall of Fame.
All right, so there you go. Anyone who is on the banned list, there's light at the end of the tunnel. Death.
That's about to say, is there light?
Sure, you get off the banned list.
Oh, okay. Okay.
There's now a remedy for getting off the banned list. There hadn't been one, but now there is.
I got you.
Shoeless Joe Jackson is white?
Well, they didn't have a ton of black ball players in 1919.
Huh. Solana, call me after the show. I'm going to explain something to you.
Do you know who Shoeless Joe Jackson is? That's Field of Dreams.
Yeah, I do. But Joe Jackson, it's because it's Michael Jackson's dad's name. I was surprised he was white too, Solana. But I'm going to tell you how.
One of the biggest 80s musicians was Joe Jackson. That's a white dude.
I'm going to tell you about 1919 in America, Solana. We'll talk tonight.
Okay. The more you know. But Shoeless Joe Jackson died like 60 years ago. Why are they making this determination now? Like, oh, all
dead
guys are
allowed in. Remedy. There was never a remedy for getting off the list. Now there is one. Die.
Oh, Pete Rose catalyst this.
Yes.
Yeah. Pete Rose, the biggest name on this list, or the most well-known name on this list.
So then why not just say, hey, now that Pete Rose is dead, he is off this list. He's eligible.
Not exactly fair to Shoeless Joe Jackson if you say he's off the list because he's dead, because Shoeless Joe's dead.
Yeah.
But if Shoeless Joe Jackson's death wasn't enough at any point over the last 60 years to change this rule, and it was simply Pete Rose's death, then clearly...
Well, Shoeless Joe Jackson threw a World Series game for gambling. Pete Rose never bet on his own teams. Shoeless Joe, that's the Chicago Black Sox scandal. They threw World Series games.
For money?
And now they still have
no,
to get...
corn.
And now they still have to get voted
three
in.
Three husks of corn. tough times.
But now they still have to get voted into the Hall of Fame and all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like Shoeless Joe Jackson, I didn't even know, right.
May not go into the Hall of Fame. Who knows?
He threw a game. I don't think he gets voted in, but.
Don't think so either.
Yeah, but now Pete Rose, where we've seen it now that he wasn't gambling on losses. It's kind of like, oh, he had a gambling problem. I think he gets in.
He won't get in first ballot, though, because they have to uphold the dignity of Major League Baseball. These baseball guys.
100%.
Ridiculous. Stupid.
He was not very dignified, though, Pete Rose. It's kind of a boorish behavior, man.
He had a little edge to him. I watched some 30 for 30 or something. It was,
I had lunch with him once. Oh. It was at Pete Rose Ballpark Cafe in Boca. Because he was a sponsor back when I worked for Star 95. We had a saleswoman. Her name was Ginny. And she was tall and busty. And Pete Rose was like a 13-year-old boy at this lunch. It was uncomfortable. It was literally uncomfortable. He was so boorish.
Crowder.
I don't like it.
Oh, my God. Your Pete Rose signed baseball automatically now is... worth more money.
Go find it. I mean,
one of a kind.
Happy days are here again.
You made fun of me years ago about it.
You can get 9 husks of corn for that ball now.
Man, y'all ain't worth a damn. I like my Pete Rose ball.
The Mavericks, if you're just joining us, according to ESPN's Tim McMahon, are planning to keep the number one overall pick. They're going to take Cooper Flagg. They're not going to trade it for anybody, not even Giannis. That's the latest reporting.
But I think that's what you say coming off the – I mean, it'd be crazy to go, yep, it's up for grabs. Who wants it? Like, I think you make it seem like it's an impossible luxury item.
You have to feel the market out. You don't put your price out before somebody offers you something.
And you make it more valuable. Oh, they don't want to give it up, so we got to really come strong.
Yep.
Did you see Cooper Flagg yesterday? He didn't look necessarily – very enthusiastic about where the lottery ball ended up falling.
I brought it up earlier. Like, Jason Tatum, Scottie Pippen were the two comparisons I got. Like, is that exciting? Like, were they excited? Hawk, you were in Chicago. Was like, we have Scottie Pippen now. Wow.
Well, we didn't know, though. I mean, I can tell you now that I thought he was a key piece to those championships. I don't think MJ wins those, but we didn't know coming out of Central Arkansas that he was going to be that. Like, if he's going to be Scottie Pippen, it's one of the 50 greatest NBA players of all time. I mean, he's top 50 of all time. I don't know. Like, I hate to say after last night, but Jason Tatum to me, and I know he's got a championship, but Jason Tatum to me ain't – I mean, Steve Kerr didn't play him.
That I just,
I mean, I don't want to give the hottest of hot takes. Jason Tatum doesn't excite me nearly as much as the Scottie Pippen comparison would.
And that, like, I don't know how good Cooper Flagg's going to be. So for everybody just to say Cooper Flagg, it's Cooper Flagg. Like, I don't say it in capitals. I say it in lowercase letters. Okay, Cooper Flagg going first.
I mean, he was pretty dominant in college. There's no question about it. Duke's a great team. Now, there are guys, there are seasons where you go, oh, number one pick's not a game changer. Who's the guy? Richesay? Was that the
Zachary Richesay, Hawks, yes, pick?
Like, you knew coming in that there was no game changer. Cooper Flagg's been talked about before he started at college. Like, I think there's definitely some excitement over him being the number one overall. There's a guaranteed number one overall, unless Nico Harrison does the funniest damn thing that he could do in the NBA, which we not to take him at number one and not trade the pick. That would be funny as hell.
I wish I knew the name. I looked it up. Just what is it? Mock drafts. There's some kid out of Turkey that's like 6'11". Solana probably knows him. I don't know his name.
Take him and let Nico say he was a defensive liability and championships are won with defense.
Take the Turkish 7-footer, boy. That would be beautiful.
The problem is we tried that. Omer Yurtseven. Where the hell is he? So tonight in the NBA, you have the Cleveland Cavaliers trying to fight off elimination. They're at home, and it is game 5 between the Cavs and the Pacers at 7 p.m. At night, 9:30 p.m., I should say, the late game, Thunder and Nuggets, they're tied at 2-2. The Knicks did take a 3-1 series lead over the Celtics yesterday. The Timberwolves took a 3-1 series lead over the Warriors. Hey, why don't we head over to the West Coast, check in with our Odyssey station in San Francisco, 95.7 The Game, and listen to how they're really taking in the Jimmy Butler experience now, down 3-1 in the second round.
If I watch Jimmy or Pods dribble into the key, jump stop, pump fake, pump fake, pump fake, pivot, 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 and try to throw, shoot the ball! You're in the key! Shoot the ball!
Well, you got a couple years of that because he's going to be with the team a couple years.
Yeah. Corner Jimmy. That's what his name should be. Corner Jimmy.
Welcome to the Jimmy Butler experience, San Francisco.
Steve Kerr, what you want to do? I want Draymond to ruin the offense because Steph is out.
Those pump fakes. That guy's so right, man. Those pump fakes. Hey, they didn't bite, man. Just give the ball to the ref. Submit. And like, no one bit.
How it's 6'5" guys standing over you with their arms in a tent. I got you.
You had an open look at the basket. You passed it up. Now you're pump faking for your life. No one's buying it. Just hand the ball to the ref. Submit. It's like surrender in blackjack.
That was Joe Shasky on the Morning Roast, again in San Francisco, our Odyssey station over there. Hey, Joe, don't worry. Wait till he starts missing wide open layups in key moments of games. Hopefully you like coffee, though. I'm sure he's going to open up one of those loser face coffees over in San Fran.
I can't even listen to Solana do this because Solana was the biggest proponent of Jimmy Butler, and now that DeMar DeRozan's going to be on the trade block, like, this is so disingenuous, Solana. I can't sit here and listen to this. You love everything Jimmy Butler does. We didn't understand how beneficial the pump fakes were. Every time we criticized him, we didn't understand what he was actually offering to the team. So disingenuous.
Hawk, one time I said, Jimmy, never shoot a three again, and Solana argued with him for 10 minutes. Well, because they're playing him, and they're always crashing the paint, so he has to figure out a way to... No,
crazy.
Man, is he? Yeah.
Say it. Go ahead.
Jimmy Butler and Nico Rosen.
Go ahead. Looter in a riot. Say it, Solana, because they're going to have him in a few months. Go ahead. Say what you said for 2 years about DeMar DeRozan.
Listen, I mean, Jimmy Butler has zero rings, so. At least DeMar would have put up more than 14 yesterday. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Fraud. Fraud alert. Everyone should get a push notification from their credit card company right now. It says fraud alert.
Nico Jovic.
Rob Manfred should ban you.
Your weather from the Defenseman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida.
Make that montage, right, Jimmy. Make that montage, Jimmy. He's going to try to get rid of all the audio. Trust me. I've seen this. Watergate.
866-954-MORE. Online at YourAccidentAttorneys.com. I mean, Max Strus and Gabe Vincent kind of carried number 22 while he was here, didn't they?
Oh, up until they were gone. Then you hated their guts, too.
Partly cloudy in Miami. Not as much rain as we were expecting.
Bing. Fraud alert. Bing! Fraud alert.
Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the 70s. That is your weather. Go Wolves.
All right. Don't go anywhere. Cheetah Pompano, great spot to watch the games tonight or fight card on the weekends or any big games. They've got HDTVs throughout the club and VIP areas, four stages of entertainment. They've got the most beautiful ladies in South Florida. Like I say, watch all the games, basketball and hockey at Cheetah Pompano or Cheetah Palm Beach. Of course, Cheetah Pompano has that amazing complimentary gourmet lunch till 3 p.m. every day. Happy hour specials till 6 and a full dinner menu in the evening as well. Every day is a great day at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well. And you can get all the details at cheetahsofl.com.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We want Florida! We want Florida!
Hawk and Crowder.
Man, this is an hour of just breaking news. Our third breaking news story of the hour. So we had Shoeless Joe Jackson and Pete Rose now being considered for the Hall of Fame. Congratulations to them because they're deceased, and apparently that's all it takes. The Hurricanes landing one of the top recruits for the class of 2026 in this hour. And now from Shams Charania, another breaking news story. Boston Celtics All-Star Jason Tatum underwent surgery to repair a torn right Achilles tendon. Shams writes, catastrophic season-ending injury for one of the NBA's young faces and the Celtics with a long rehab awaiting.
Curtains. Knicks. Knicks Pacers. What we got? Knicks Pacers, right?
I guess so, bro. Knicks Pacers. Oh, just misery, man. That is. I mean, not that Boston, Indiana for a second straight year would have been better, Crowder. Like, that was miserable last year also. But,
yeah,
whatever. The Celtics are legit good. We know that. The Knicks, with Jalen Brunson dropping 39 last night, the streets of New York flooded with a bunch of people yelling bing bong everywhere. Just, oh man, just disgusting, man. Disgusting.
You know my take on this. I know who's going to let Jalen Brunson going to go crazy. Carl Anthony Towns is about to let them down coming up here soon.
I had such good stuff planned for this segment. I can see you guys are talking about basketball. It's such a good story planned for this segment. Might be able to sneak it in still. What'd you guys talk about?
We were just talking about Jason Tatum is out. He just had surgery this morning.
All right, let me tell you what I was going to tell you. This won't take more than a few minutes. They just came out with the soft drink sales rankings for 2024. Now, of course, we know who number one is, right?
Right.
I see.
Not the way that I expected this to go. No, it's Coke, you dip bleeps.
But Sprite is a Coke product.
No, but I'm talking about the actual brand.
Oh, yeah, probably Coke.
Mountain Dew.
Well, it's not probably Coke. It is Coke. I'm sorry. What did you say, Jimmy?
Mountain Dew.
All right. So Tatum, when he's healthy. I mean, did you really guess Sprite as the number one soft drink seller in the country?
Star.
You guessed High C.
Yeah, I don't really, you know, non-caffeine people.
Did you guys plan this while I was gone? Did you plan this?
Nobody lets kids drink Coke. It's not healthy.
What does this have to do with kids? I didn't tell your favorite kids selling Coke.
Hawk, half the world is kids.
What's happening here?
Liberty Bibberty's coach. His last name was LaCroix. So I delivered my top three LaCroix flavors on ESPN Plus.
Passion fruit.
Water. Original.
Lemon lime.
Well, that's not a flavor.
I found this fascinating. Coke is number one. Do you know what the number two brand is?
RC Cola.
No, Pepsi. Pepsi got to be right there with it.
That's the shocking thing. It's not.
Starry.
All right. I wish I got to disconnect again.
Ginger ale.
That's right. The brand ginger ale.
Ginger ale. Because that's on all the planes. People order it. Every time I get on a plane, people want some ginger ale.
Say a brand, jackass. A brand.
Oh, I don't even know ginger ale brands.
Flapjacks.
Canada Dry. They're Seagram's.
Oh, that, the aloe vera juice with the chunks in it.
Boba tea.
You like coconut water? I can't bring myself. I know it's healthy and everybody says it's good for your skin.
Dr. Pepper is number two.
Huh.
Pretty
and
good.
And Pepsi, which had been number three the last couple of years, which was shocking when they fell from two to three, is no longer number three. Pepsi dropped down to four last year. Guess who number three is?
Sunkissed.
It's Sprite. How could you guess Sprite number one and then guess Sunkissed three?
Because you ran me off my Sprite take. I didn't want to say it anymore. So Coke, Dr. Pepper, Sprite, 1, 2, 3?
Coke, Dr. Pepper, Sprite, then Pepsi.
Is that just in the United States or is that worldwide?
One of the two.
It can't be worldwide.
Well, what does it say about our country that this many people consume Dr. Pepper?
The great
Dr.
drink.
Dr. Pepper's delicious.
Okay.
You've never had it, I'm assuming.
No, I mean, I used to drink Dr. Pepper. I don't drink soda anymore, but I mean, really, like, of all the sodas available to you, you go Dr. Pepper over everything else? Huh.
I don't drink soda anymore.
LaCroix. LaCroix is where it's at. What about Poppy? Yeah. Where's Poppy on
Do
that?
You talk about your diet and your workouts all mm-hmm. the time, don't
yeah,
you?
I mean,
you don't even look in shape.
There's a lot of carcinogens in Dr. Pepper, I bet.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Seed oils. Want to stay away from those, Crowder.
Solana, no one asks you about your physical assessment, and you just talk about it every single day.
We're whey protein shakes on that list, Hawk.
Five.
Yeah, the muscle milk, Hawk. Where's muscle milk fall? I just want to know.
Jason Tatum, by the way, it is official, tore his right Achilles and underwent surgery today.
Oh, really?
Wow.
I know he play him. That's a hard injury to come back from. Boston's window might have closed the last 10 minutes.
I kind of feel like their window closed when we saw what they were doing against teams that were at full strength. I think that was a fraudulent championship team.
Oh, Jalen Brunson. He's the size of an Achilles, and he's whooping him.
Hawaiian punch.
Is anything on the list that we surprised you that it's on the list?
Pepsi's four. What more surprise Pepsi do you need?
Pepsi is delicious.
A glass of mud. There you go. What's six. Five? It was a cup of mud.
What? What's five?
Nobody knows. That's not the story. The story is that Pepsi fell from two to three and now four.
But Pepsi's delicious.
What does that have to do with anything?
Pepsi's better than Coke. The prize is that Coke is getting number one. Coke is a brand name. Pepsi's the winner.
What?
Pepsi's better than Coke.
Brand names. What are you talking about?
It's name recognition.
What? What is?
Spaghetti noodles do better than linguine because it's easy. Like, it's what you've heard your whole life.
But that's not what we're talking about.
But that's why they sell more.
Who gives a crap why?
I'm telling you why. Context.
But nobody asked why.
I'm telling you context.
But there is no context. First of all, you don't know that. You're making something up. There's no context. You're just blurting out that Coke sells better than Pepsi because of marketing.
Marketing. Like
that's
ragu.
It has nothing to do with preference.
You said it yesterday. Ragu, Italians hate it because it's one of the worst marinara sauces on the planet, but they market well. There are 1,000 red sauces better than ragu, but ragu is Coke of marinara sauce.
But we don't even know where ragu ranks on the marinara sauce sales list.
But they're well known. Because of the fact they market well, and they've marketed well for years, like Coke.
So your take on this whole thing is, if you market well, you'll do well? Obviously, 100%. Jackass. Well, of course! What are you arguing?
That Pepsi is actually better tasting than Coke, but Coke has done a better job of marketing.
That's an opinion.
No, that's a
fact. Pepsi's done a pretty good job of marketing.
I've never seen a Pepsi commercial in 18 years.
I mean, they only had Michael Jackson as their endorser in
he's
the
been
80s.
Dead. He's been dead for a decade. Never
They've done a pretty
never
good
relaunched.
Job marketing.
Never relaunched.
Ocean Spray Cranberry.
Christ almighty.
You're a ghost rider.
I lose internet connection for 4 minutes, and this is what happens.
Jimmy, your ghost rider hates you.
I need to have more backup systems for the internet because this is what happens. It's like Lord of the Flies in here.
Oh.
O'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up next, brought to you by a glass of mud.
y'all gotta get the Delaware chicken.
Unbelievable. Did you spend this the 4 minutes I was offline discussing this? There's no way that this just happened extemporaneously.
This is truthful.
What's truthful? The obvious facts that you're stating as if they're your own? Hey, good marketers do well. Like what do you
but
what's revelatory
better,
about that?
What's better and what does well?
Huh?
What's better and what does well? There's a big difference.
But no one was talking about that.
You were talking about this list, the nigga, the Dr. Pepper list. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just telling you that Pepsi's better than Coke. And the reason Coke's better is because they do more and they push it more and it's worldwide.
But I never said why's one better than the other. I said, what's the best-selling soft drink in the country? That's it. There's no more. That's it. I gave you the list.
It was surprising. Something I tell my kids, there's an idiot born every minute.
So idiots drink Coca-Cola?
Idiots, they tend to just do what the masses do because they're asses. They just fall in the line.
Number two is Dr. Pepper, and you said it was fantastic.
It's delicious. I love me a Dr. Pepper.
What's happening here?
You know what is good? Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market.
Oh, that was the perfect time for you to jump in with that, Jimmy, when he said, you know what is good? What was the line?
I was going to say Jason Tatum tore his Achilles.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Shout out to all the pair.
Hawk and Crowder.